Hello. Today's reading from Acts is a well-known one. It is the original Road to Damascus moment. As Jenny said last week, God wants to speak to us. But God doesn't often shout at us. Most often, he whispers. But on some rare occasions, God speaks to us through a megaphone. And on the road to Damascus, God spoke to Paul at volume 11. By the way, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to stick with Paul today to avoid confusion. Not Saul. Not Saul slash Paul. Not Paul, who was then called Saul. Not Saul, who would then become Paul. And Paul's conversion is truly remarkable. But actually, I'm not going to talk too much about Paul. I'm going to talk about the other fella. The man William Barclay called one of the forgotten heroes of the Christian church. His name is Ananias, and he was a Syrian Jew and a Christian. And we know very little else about him, except for this crucial role he plays in the history of the church. Welcoming Paul, baptizing him, and passing on to him what God has told him. Later, in Acts 22, when Paul is on trial, he retells this story. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly recommended and respected by the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on his name." On the open road to Damascus, God chose to speak to a confident, hostile Paul. Directly and spectacularly. In the privacy of a home, God chose to speak to a blind, shocked, and broken Paul through a Christian. A man named Ananias who called Paul brother. This is how God works. God wants to talk to us, to tell us our best options in life. And as Jenny said in her introduction last week, the Council of the Saints, or the wisdom and advice of other Christians, is one of the ways God makes his plan for our lives known. So today I am going to be talking about how God speaks to us through other Christians. And there are four things I'm going to focus on. Firstly, our relationship with God leads us into relationship with each other. Secondly, God speaks to us through others. Thirdly, God wants to speak to others through us. And finally, from start to finish, it's all about love. So firstly, our relationship with God leads us into relationship with others. We're living in a time when our need for relationship is being made very, very obvious. Like many of you, I'm sure, I have found the lockdown to be surprisingly difficult. I actually work from home already, and I'm generally quite happy on my own. But I found the shift from a little socialising and fellowship to no socialising and fellowship to be a huge one, verging on the traumatic at times. Beneath this unsociable exterior, I am a relational being. My need for other people is built in. I am designed that way. God our Father is relational. We are big on this in St. Paul's. From the Trinity on down, relationships are God's way. But sometimes it's easy to say things like God is relational without thinking about some of the other implications. It is not just me and God in this relationship. As we come closer to God, we come closer to each other. And I have definitely found it to be true that the more I focus on God, the more my heart opens to the people around me. God created us to be part of each other's lives. And when it comes to communication, God uses us to speak to each other. Which brings me to my second point. God speaks to us through other Christians. We're looking at discernment in this series of lectures, sermons, at finding out what God's plan is for each of us. God longs to speak to us, is already speaking to us, and we can learn to hear him. As Jenny said last week in her introduction, counsel of the saints, the wisdom and advice of other Christians and of other Christians is one of the ways God makes his plan for our lives known. In the same way he spoke to Paul through Ananias, God speaks to us through other Christians. He speaks through our friends and those who love us. And he speaks through wise and prayerful men and women. So a couple of practical points. Who should we listen to? Who should we consult? Well, the wise and prayerful are a good choice. Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." God speaks through lots of different people, but if we're wanting to hear God's plan, it makes sense to ask people who listen to him, people who know him. Second practical point, when should we ask? In the Alpha book, Questions of Life, Nikki Gumbel recommends that we find one or two people we can trust and talk to throughout our lives. And also, when big decisions come up, to talk to a wider number of folk and get a range of advice. And I completely agree. This is how I have found the best way through my life. I have consulted my mum and dad, my wife, and one or two other people on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And when I have something big to consider, when I was considering reader training, for example, I asked lots of Christians to get a broad range of thoughts. When we want to find out what God wants for us, we should certainly consult other Christians. But of course, I am not alone in wanting to hear God's plan for my life, and I need to be ready for God to sometimes speak to others through me. Which brings me to my third point. God speaks to others through us. At first, Ananias had not been keen to go and speak to Paul, understandably. "Lord," he said, "I have heard many things about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem." But the Lord said, "Go." And Ananias went, a brave and obedient servant. Interestingly, in this passage, Ananias was the first person in the Bible to describe Christians as saints, or holy people, as the NIV says. Sometimes God will prompt us to talk to others, to speak prophetically to someone. Like he did with Ananias, God will sometimes say, "Go," and we should go. But perhaps more often, people will come to us and ask, and we should answer. It is an honour to be asked for advice, and we should treat the advice we give with care and with prayer. So some practical points. Our advice should be honest, and if we don't know, we should say so. We should not rush to give answers. Our advice should be careful, full of care, and prayerful, based on prayer. Sometimes people will come to us when life is tough and they're confused and lost and maybe a little broken. Think of the state Paul was in. Like Ananias, we should always be encouraging, loving and compassionate when we are asked for our views. As he lifted Paul up, so we need to lift up our brothers and sisters. As a general rule, I believe the advice we give should always lift up and never set down. It should point to the right path rather than point out the wrong ones. Finally, a note of a bit of caution. If we feel out of our depth, we should not hesitate to recommend speaking to other people, perhaps more qualified people, folk we trust ourselves. Personally, my go-to would always be Jenny or Amanda, especially if it's a complicated question. And just to reiterate what Jenny said last week, and as we listen to the sermons over the next few weeks, keep remembering this. God often speaks to us through a variety of different ways and in a combination of different ways. So balance the advice we receive from others, as well as the advice we give to others, the Council of the Saints, with the other CSs. It should line up with what the Bible teaches. It should line up with what the Holy Spirit is telling us. It should line up with common sense, and it should really line up with circumstances. All these things should be considered together. Finally, it's all about love. Jesus said, "This is my command, love each other." Discernment is not about doing God's will for his sake. He loves us so much, it is about doing God's will for our sake. God has made us, and God knows what will give us joy and peace and happiness. In our pride and stubbornness, we think we know better, but we simply don't. God has the perfect plan for each one of us, and he wants to speak to us. In the story of Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus, there are not two, but three people involved: Paul, Jesus, and Ananias. Yes, Paul and Jesus are central, but Ananias was God's servant with an important role to play. I believe God speaks to us through other Christians. He uses us like he used Ananias. It pleases him to involve us in his work. And we love each other by passing on his guidance. And we love each other by listening. Love one another. That is where it starts and where it finishes. In Jesus' name, amen.